The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
A major awareness campaign to highlight the responsibility that dog owners have. It's called It's Not Your Dog's Fault, It's Yours. Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Tell us what that means. It's not your dog's fault, it's yours.
Well, absolutely, because you are responsible as a dog owner to make sure that your dog is kept under control. And it's a very simple one. And a lot of people will say, oh, sure, my dog's fine. He'll come back when I call him. I know where he is all the time. He's very nice. He's gentle. But, you know, it's your responsibility as a dog owner to make sure that your dog is kept under control at all times. Quite a simple one.
What sort of examples would there be, though, of what happens when dogs are not under control?
Well, we know all about the sheep kills and the livestock that get injured and chased. And it's much more serious than a lot of people realise. I mean, you know, okay, fine, your dog goes in and decides to chase some sheep in a field. Maybe they don't physically attack them. They don't cause harm to them. But it can cause terrible stress and suffering to the animals. And they can sometimes, if they're pregnant ewes, they can pass their lambs. They can have stress. They can have heart attacks. So it can cause terrible problems to those animals. You've also got animals, dogs chasing wildlife. They chase deer, they chase birds, they can cause problems, especially to ground nesting birds, they can cause all sorts of problems. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, obviously we automatically think about, you know, dogs causing problems to people, and that obviously is a situation as well. But a lot of the times, people just don't think about the harm that can happen with their dog just running through the bushes or running through the woods, and how it can actually affect animals.
You're making this very much as if it sounds like it's a rural issue, but are there urban issues as well that should be taken into account here?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, dog walkers who, for example, go to Bull Island, there's terrible problems there because of the nesting birds. You've got migratory birds coming in. But also, we have to be, you know, in parks, public parks, people who let their dogs run loose or even have them on those long, extendable leads, not keeping them under control, they can cause problems to joggers, cyclists, people with buggies, kids who just want to play football or just walk in the park with their parents, or even, you know, older people. So there's a lot to be said about making sure that you keep your dog under control, which really, at the end of the day, a lot of it means keeping them on the lead.
What about dogs in their front gardens who might decide to come to the gate and start barking at anyone who walks past on the footpath, which might give some people a bit of a fright?
Well, as long as the gate, the dog cannot get out of the garden and they can't stick their head really through the gate if they're going to be aggressive, that is the dog staying in its own property. And yeah, these things can happen. But, you know, as long as the dog can't get out onto the road, that's fine. But as long as you've got a gate there and the dog can't get over the wall, it's when you've got the dog coming to the gate and then they can step through the gate, that's the problem.
Stay on the line, Gillian. I want to bring in Adrian Gallagher, who is chair of the IFA Sheep Committee. Adrian, you've been with us previously on the programme talking about the issues of damage caused to flocks by the behaviour of dogs. Each time you do so, though, does it actually ever bring about any improvement in the situation for farmers and for their livestock?
Hey, Matt, Ashley, and thanks for having me on, Ashley. Come here. Yeah, it does, Ashley. It does have an improvement, and this certainly is an improvement that Minister Humphrey has launched to make owners aware of their responsibility. And that's what it comes down to. It comes down to the owner's responsibility, taking full responsibility for their dog on the whereabouts of it is, or if it's a protective dog, it should have a muzzle on it if it's outside in the area. So, it's a step in the right direction here by the Minister, and we should see a reduction in it if everybody takes full responsibility for their dogs. We had 3 reports of sheep kills in the last 5 or 6 days. If these were purely down to irresponsible dog owners not taking responsibility of where their dog was at all times. So, look, Matt, it's a small step in the right direction. IFA certainly welcome it. And to move it forward, I would really like to see the Manager for Agriculture now, who is responsible for the national database, to try and get a single national database so that we have records of all the dog owners. And information like this then can be liaised out with every dog owner in Ireland through every local county council to try and inform them of their responsibilities. So, look, Matt, it's a small step in the right direction, and I'm delighted to see Munster Humphrey taking us seriously and putting some money into it.
But, Adrian, whenever you do have a situation like, of a sheep kill like the three you've mentioned from the last 5 or 6 days, how often is it that the owner of the dog is actually held to account for their dog's actions?
Well, yeah, I know from two of them in the last 4 or 5 days, two of the cases, we have identified owners and they are cooperating with the farmer, which will result in probably, I know there were fines issued, there were on-the-spot fines issued, and they are cooperating and they probably will somewhat reimburse the farmer to the kills, the losses that the farmer has entailed. So look, they need to have responsibility. We need to have ownership. We need to be able to identify ownership. It's actually legal as well to that the dog wears a collar with a contact number of the owner on it. So then it can be contactable then to the actual owner of the dog who's responsible for it.
Gillian Bird, let's go back to you. And on a wider level, not just when it comes to dogs attacking sheep, are there enough ways for the authorities to find out who is responsible for bad dog behaviour? Are there sufficient punishments in place to make dog owners realise, beyond just appealing to their sense of fairness and reason, that there are going to be punishments if their dogs misbehave?
The problem always is that people, you've got responsible dog owners, you've got very responsible dog owners, and then you have the people who don't care necessarily. They love their animals, but they think, why should the rules apply to me? And, you know, it's a very difficult thing to enforce. I mean, if you're out, a dog warden is out and they're in the park and they see somebody whose dog should be wearing a muzzle and isn't or doesn't have their identification, their tag, it can be very difficult to actually put a fine in place in that situation. Not everybody carries ID with them. So, yeah, that can be quite difficult. It's one of these situations that, you know, there isn't going to be enough dog wardens around. Maybe they need to look at giving, enforcement control to other organisations. But at the end of the day, it's down to education. You have a dog, you know that there are responsibilities and it's involved about vaccinations, ideally neutering, picking up your dog's poo, keeping your dog under control, ideally getting it trained so it's not going to be acting bold and chasing other animals. And it's about being a responsible pet owner. I mean, if you have a car, you know there are certain things you have to do to be a legal car driver. So the same situation as with dogs. The laws are there. We just have to make sure that people are following them and are aware of them.
Well, actually, the one thing that's coming up, Gillian, as well, from an awful lot of people is the failure of dog owners to pick up dog excrement after they've walked their dogs. That
Absolutely.
Seems to be a major issue for many people, which puts them off dog ownership.
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of people will turn around and say, sure, the council don't provide enough bins. But at the end of the day, if your dog's poo, bring it home and put it in your own bin. And just from the point of view of you know, farming, dog poo bags that are, you know, people who take the effort to put their poo in a dog bag and then hang it from a tree when they're out in the walks, I don't think people understand just how damaging, not just to the environment, but also to farm animals that can be. Some of these scented poo bags are actually quite interesting to animals, and I know of cases where horses and cattle have actually died from eating these things. So, you know, if your dog does a poo, it's your responsibility. Take it home with you, put it in your bin. I know it's gross. If you're not prepared to do it, then, you know, either train your dog to go in the back garden first of all, or don't have a dog.
Okay, we leave it there. Thank you very much, Gillian Bird from the DSPCA and Adrian Gallagher, Chair of the IFA Sheep Committee. Peter from the Irish Deer Society was in touch to say owners should also be aware that walking their dogs in the woods is a threat to young deer and fawns. I've had several cases of deer mauled and having to be put down because of dog attacks. 0874 100 102 gives you the last word by text or by WhatsApp.
The last word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.